This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro on the streets of Washington, D.C.
You guys mind going up to that checkpoint over there?
Security here is very, very tight.
So if you want to put your phones, wallets, keys, stuff like that in here.
It is a surreal scene. I am standing on K Street right now, and it is completely devoid of what would normally be pedestrian and car traffic. This is one of the main thoroughfares of downtown Washington, D.C., and instead, what we are seeing are National Guard troops. The streets have been cordoned off. There are concrete barriers, and in one location, there is now an armed checkpoint with dogs where cars are checked before coming into what has now been designated a new green zone. In many ways, Washington, D.C. right now feels like a city under siege.
I sound angry, and I am angry.
That's Rose Nguyen, who owns the Rose Avenue Bakery, which sells delicious Asian pastries.
It's not fun and games for people to have to make a living. So I'm angry.
Under normal circumstances, there would be office workers and tourists walking past her downtown shop. Now there are National Guard outside her boarded up door, and she and her team, who are all women of color, are afraid to venture out after there was an attack by Trump supporters at a previous protest.
This couple were just beaten to the ground when they're trying to just walk away. So we're closed next week because we want to avoid unsafe environment. I'm just trying to do what's right for my team, for myself, and for our customers.
Standing nearby, taking pictures of the extraordinary security measures are D.C. residents Janine Dunn and Andrew Pingle. He has one word for the dystopian scene.
Scary.
Janine Dunn says she feels loss.
I think it is a great shame that, you know, President-elect Biden, who's spent his whole career in service, will not be able to be celebrated. And then 100 years of women voting and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, you know, the fanfare, the celebration, the joy that I want to go out there and be part of, that's been unfortunately taken from us.
Jean Campbell is the president of the United States Capitol Historical Society. Now, her group would often give tours of this capital city and its monuments to people coming from abroad. She says they would always marvel at how open everything was to the public.
There are people who are looking at this level of security and saying, what's happening to the stability of American government?
Jane Campbell says the security is necessary, but the concern is that this show of force will not be a display of strength to the world, but rather a sign of something that is very broken here. She says the mall in front of Congress will be closed for the first time in modern inaugural history. She hopes public spaces in D.C. will open up again.
Because we don't want the Capitol to be a fortress for the privileged few. The Capitol is the people's house.
But not far away at a Capitol Hill outdoor market, a band was playing and D.C. residents clapped and swayed.
We're enjoying the beautiful day. Everyone's in great spirits, good music, good food. We're excited.
Eric Valdez was selling Biden and Harris merchandise.
What's going to, you know, hurt the most is not being able to be there in the moment, watching it happen. But, you know, through TV and internet, we'll be able to be there. And we know that, you know, we're all pulling together for better days.